I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Good times in Kentucky. Always is. Father is in jail after losing an arm wrestling contest to his young son, which then led to a shooting and an 8-hour standoff with police. The incident occurred shortly before 1 a.m. in the morning when Boone County Sheriff's Office deputies were dispatched to Florence, Kentucky, about a 20-minute drive southeast of Cincinnati, to a report of a person in a home with a weapon. When the authorities arrived, they found two family members had vacated the premises safely and were unharmed. But 55-year-old Curtis Zimmerman was still inside the home and refused commands to come out. Deputies learned that Zimmerman was slightly intoxicated and challenged his juvenile son to an arm wrestling contest. When Zimmerman lost multiple times, he became agitated, which led to a physical altercation with his son. Zimmerman then reportedly grabbed a gun and fired two shots in the home as his son was going upstairs. It is not known if Zimmerman was in fact aiming at his son, whose identity and age, other than that he has been identified as a juvenile by authorities, it has not been disclosed. He could be 13 years old, mm-hmm. He could be 17 years old, we don't know. Either way, the subject refused to listen to orders from police to come out of the home. This resulted in an 8-hour standoff with the police. At that point in time, Zimmerman was the only person inside the home during the standoff. They spoke with him throughout the morning and ultimately negotiated his safe surrender 8 hours later at 8:25 in the morning. He is being held on $5,000 cash bond, according to the sheriff. Our question, who got angry then? What did they do? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hola.
Hola. Okay, well, I was 5 years old. I had two sisters, 10 and 14 years older than me. They hated me. And they did. And they would play terrible pranks. And we're not talking little pranks, big pranks. Well, my middle sister, she got my dolls out in the baby carriage, came out and said, Kelly, look what I got for you. And she pushed me down in the rocker. Well, she had put pins all over in the seat cushion of the rocker.
Jesus.
I sat down on them with my little summer dress and, of course, ow, that really hurt bad. So I thought, I'm going to get her back. Well, my parents that Friday had a big ping pong party and I took one of my sister's favorite chairs. It was one of those vinyl kitchen chairs. I couldn't figure out at five how to put the pins into the chair cushion, so I used needles, about 20 of them, and I knew she was going to sit in that chair, and because she wanted to be center of attention. Well, this big 300-pound guy came in, tired, and he plopped down on that chair.
Uh-oh.
The guy turned white, sweat started coming down his forehead, he ran into the bathroom, he had to go to the hospital because it punctured his boys down there.
Ooh.
And he had to have them pulled out. And I never told until I was like 20 years old. My mom got blamed for it because she sewed in the living room all the time.
Let me ask you a question. As time goes on in this relationship, are you friendly with your sisters?
I haven't spoken to them in about 15 years.
They seriously hated you. What is the problem?
Yeah. Well, let's see. My oldest was a stepsister. My middle sister, we just had a really bad home life.
Okay.
And I was the baby that came along, and I looked like my dad, and I got straight A's, and they hated me, so...
Okay. All right.
You're terrible.
And even in the adult world, you guys don't talk at all?
No.
Okay. And are they both any biological siblings full? I know you have obviously two half-sisters.
One is, yeah.
So one is the same father, and you two don't talk either?
No.
That's amazing.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten into some squabbles with family members, but family's family. It just seems like it would really take a lot. Do you know what I mean?
It depends on the family. Remember, I mean, my siblings, sure. But, I mean, I have a cousin I haven't talked to in God knows how long, but I thought he was a turd when he was a kid. He ended up growing up to be the man, quote unquote, I thought he would be. And so I just don't talk to
him. Sure.
It's not worth it.
I'm talking about more, I guess, immediate family, like brothers, sisters.
Immediate family. You know what's crazy, man? And my father's a man of few words, and he's always fair. He's very impartial, which is why I got in trouble a lot, because I could find a way to really F up. But like, I met my grandmother and grandfather, a few other relatives on his side, and all of his brothers and sisters and all this kind of thing. But I guess when they first started dating back in early 60s, his family, I will not go into all the reasons why, but his family did not approve of my mama. It's not whether they liked her or not. As soon as they saw her, like, didn't approve of her, blah, blah, blah. My father says, well, look, man, you know, we're getting married, and it would be cool, you know, if everyone could be cool. They made the decision not to be cool. He hasn't talked to him since. He's not even bitter. He just doesn't play. He's just like, all right.
Okay.
Like, I was like, wait, what? I only found this out like 10 years ago. I'm like, wait, what? She's like, oh, yeah.
So your dad's side of the family, you never really knew?
Not. That's an unfair statement. The extended side. So like I said, he has five brothers and sisters. I know all of them, all the cousins, including the one I hate. They're part of that crew. And apparently I have 12,000 relatives in Texas. It's just this strange thing.
This seems all right for Texas.
Yeah, it does, man. Mm-hmm. But 6,000 of them say they have been shut out. And even if you regret it, it's like, no. But they're a-holes. Like, what's the problem?
I mean, I don't talk to my mom's side of the family.
And that, like, was what the, you said, like, it was the funeral and everyone's true colors.
Does your mom have brothers, sisters?
She had two sisters.
So you have two aunts on your mom's
side. Two aunts, cousins, and everything else. And I mean, at this point, like, if somebody came to me, I'd listen. Like,
sure.
Right. I just was like, all right. Like, I'm done with it.
It's just easy.
And like I said, like, right, like, I don't really think about it. So you just brought it up. I was like, oh, yeah, kind of like your dad. Like,
yeah, that's
just,
what I mean.
It's like, just a thing.
It doesn't cross his mind. He's like, oh, God, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I do have a bunch of family.
And it's weird, right, because, like, yeah, I talk about my Smith cousins who I hang out with all the time.
Yeah. That's good enough, right? Like, you don't miss the people you're not around.
Yeah.
Well, and just...
And the world's opening up next week, so everything will be back to normal.
Oh, Disney World?
Oh, yeah. Who got angry? Then what did they do? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Killick. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going?
Oh, yeah.
About 10 years ago, 15-ish, I was shot in a drive-by shooting.
Were you the target?
No. I found this out. I was sitting in a 12-step meeting. Someone explained that one day they got too drunk and thought, hey, let's go shoot at this old brick house. Well, when they explained this, I realized, oh, that's the person who shot me.
Wait a minute. How much time had passed from the time that you'd been shot in the drive-by before you were in this 12-step meeting?
About 3 years.
And so you got shot. There were no suspects.
Right.
You have no idea what this is all about. And then you go to rehab and you find out that the person who shot you is sitting across from the table?
They were sitting, roughly across the room, not the table itself.
Okay.
And once they explained this and said, oh, yeah, it was this house particularly, I was like, oh, that's the exact house that I got shot in. So I promptly stood up from my chair, folded it up, walked across the room, and beat him like a redheaded stepchild.
which step is that?
So, right. But you were shot. I mean,
right,
was it
after? You know, you do bad stuff with other people.
Honestly, you could call the cops and get this guy arrested. He admitted in front of a group of people that he shot at the house that you were in and you were shot. But did you just determine that if I beat his ass, that it'll all be equal?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, all right.
was like, hey, you know what? It's just a big scratch across my thigh. Didn't hit any arteries. So I thought, you know what? I'm just going to do the same thing.
Now, so, did you explain to him, as you're beating the piss out of this guy, you explaining why you're beating him with the chair?
Yeah, I was yelling in the room.
Okay.
I'm the one you shot, idiot.
Now, what is the response from the other people? Because the other people in the meeting had to be like, this is unexpected.
Mm-hmm. Utter shock and terror was essentially what they felt. And no one thought that someone would be so offended by a story that they would get up and do that. So,
did you spill your Folgers coffee or drop your cigarettes?
Well, at that time, I was using a special mug, so I wouldn't drop my coffee because I'd already burnt my nuts a couple times dropping my coffee.
Okay. What about your cigarettes? Right. Okay.
It was an inside meeting, so I couldn't have those.
Okay. How long did you beat this guy? And did anyone try to pull you off, or did they just kind of let you finish?
They actually let me beat on this guy for about 30 seconds. Then I got a little bit winded. Unfolded the chair, tucked it back in, walked out of the room, got in my car and left.
All right.
Now, did you ever go back?
Went to different meetings.
Okay.
A city 30 minutes away.
All right.
Now, also, everybody's sober. Like, generally, other people that jump in to break up a fight are drinking.
Now, I have to ask you, was your thigh grazed? Did the bullet enter your thigh? What was the circumstance of the wound that you took?
It grazed through my thigh. It was a through and through my thigh.
Okay, well, so it did penetrate your... Now, when this happened, how long did it take you to figure out what had happened?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just sitting there minding your own business, and next thing you know...
I'm an Army veteran, so I already knew shots ringing out.
All right, okay. So you'd heard shots before you got hit.
Yeah.
Now, what did you think
to get down
after you got shot, right? And, like, this guy explained it's just some random thing that he wanted to do, but... Until I know that, I'm a little nervous to be home, or I go through the Rolodex of people that want me dead. I mean, was that something you had going through your head, or did you just kind of know it was some arbitrary thing?
Oh, no, I knew it was a house I shouldn't have been at to begin with.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, okay.
So you were in a house. Yeah.
This was before I got into the program, so...
So you were dealing with, you're in a house, so there was a dealer there, or something like that, where there was something going on.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you this. Being an Army veteran and all that, you got shot. But not obviously in during service.
Not
but,
in the service.
But what was? How would you describe the pain? Because I would think it would be uncomparable to anything. Is there anything else in the world that compares to the pain? I mean, I can't. What is that like?
You don't notice it for a few seconds, and then it kind of just feels like someone shoved a lit cigarette all the way through your body.
Okay, that's not awesome.
Hmm. And so, did you drive yourself to the hospital? What was the situation? Do you remember that?
No, I wrapped myself up and continued to use, since I had noticed it was not through an artery, I continued to use controlled substances the rest of the evening.
And that's why you were in 12-step.
Are you
when
saying
you get
that,
shot and you keep partying, you go, you know what? You might have an issue.
What did you look down and kind of figure it cauterized itself or something?
No, I could tell. I studied medicine, and I knew there's no artery right there. Nothing's squirting out.
Now, let me ask you this. What is the reaction or the response from everyone else that you're parting with? Like, you get shot, you decide you're going to... It's not quite like puking and rallying. I mean, you say, hey, man, I'm cool. Or are they like, all right, sweet, no more drama?
Most people ran. There's a couple other people who were still holding at the house, so I talked to them, and they're like, all right, but we should get out of here.
That seems fair.
We did not get out of there after that because...
Well, this makes more sense now that I understand what was going on based on the fact it's a drug house. Now you're in 12-step 3 years later. There's obviously someone else who was either buying or using or whatever from that location as well and had a problem with somebody.
But I admire the fact that you can get shot. You say, look, man, it didn't hit an artery. Let's keep doing our drugs. Like, that's the dude I want to party with.
Right. Like, and cool. Also knowing that whatever happened, like, you just beat his ass and it was even.
Yeah, I think, look, if someone said you can call the cops, especially after 3 years, you can go, there's the guy, you can call the cops or beat his ass. I'm with this guy. I would much rather beat his ass. Because I feel like someone who shot me in a random drive-by, they'll probably find their way to jail anyway on their own. But I'm not going to get the chance to beat their ass.
And it wasn't personal.
Right. Well, I think it feels to some degree. Right.
Yeah. I'm still pissed.
By the way, he said, I beat the guy like a redheaded stepchild. So this comment comes in. It says, hey, guys, as a real-life redheaded stepchild, I just want to let you know that if he really did beat that guy like a redheaded stepchild, he kicked the living ass out of him. Real story. That's just sad.
I'm a stepchild.
I got beaten with my red hair.
I feel like step whatever just get... It's just bad news.
It's, yeah, well,
I mean, you got to think about it. Like, it's not, I know a lot of people that get along very, very well with their step, whoever. The difference is, you know, when we're growing up, your first real introduction to step anyone is Disney, and they're always bad, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what, so
Evil
as a
step-sisters.
Kid, right, it's indoctrinated in your head by age four, like, oh, if they're step, they suck. I don't know why a redheaded stepchild has been singled out as like the stepchild that's going to get their ass kicked, but.
Because they're soulless.
You know, that's a good point. You can beat them. There's no soul to lose.
Who got angry? Then what do they do? 206-421-ROCK.
By the way, someone's like, was this guy shot in Shoreline? I think I live in the house that guy was shot at. That's comforting.
Hopefully the house has been redone. That guy's not in there doing drugs.
Yeah, I would hope. Hello, Alan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so this was a couple years after high school, a few years ago, and I was living in this really crappy apartment in Spokane with like four other people, two of which were girls, one of which I was sweet on. So that's the backstory. There were some guys that lived in the apartment across the street, also a really crappy apartment, that had been like catcalling these girls, and they came home and were really upset and crying and telling us, me and my two buddies, that these guys across the way were talking crap and catcalling and stuff like that. So us being small town guys, to go over there and teach these guys, you know, some manners. So we go over across the street, we knock on the door, we knew which apartment they were in. Knock on the door, they open up, they wouldn't come out. So now me and my buddies are all real pissed off because they're not going to come out and let us teach them a lesson, you know. We're not about to go into their apartment to teach them this lesson. So we go back to our apartment, we're drinking, we're smoking, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do to get even with these guys. And we just so happened to have like a big frozen salmon in our fridge. And we knew that this guy had a really crappy car parked in the parking lot. We knew which one it was. So at 3 o'clock in the morning, we went over, like jimmied the locks, got in the car, put the salmon underneath the seat of the car. And keep in mind, it's like, it's summer in Spokane. It gets like 100 degrees.
Oh yeah.
Out every day.
And you got to remember that car is probably going to heat up to 160.
Right.
Oh, easy. And we kept
so
an eye
at least
on
the salmon got cooked.
See, you know, we wanted to see how long it was going to take for this guy to figure out that it was in there. Well, the car didn't move for like 3 days, so you know, it was pretty rough. And about a week later, the car just kind of disappeared. So I don't know if weren't there for the payoff, but
were there like feral cats circling this car for like 5 days?
Oh man, you know that was brutal. Oh. That was brutal when that door opened up. Man, you couldn't even get in the car.
Yeah, I told you my cousins, they visited us in Baltimore. Same thing. It's the summer. It's hot as bees outside. And somehow they lost a crab in the car, which no, it was a small ass car. And I mean, we looked everywhere. Anyway, we couldn't find the crab. My father assumed it must have fallen out of the car. It's the only logical explanation. They had to stay with us for a long weekend. When they were leaving, man, I remember they opened the door, and I mean, just two of them, well, my two cousins, they're instantly puking. My father's like, you know what that is. And we couldn't resist it.
Found the crab.
Well, they still didn't find it was the problem. They still didn't find it, but obviously it was still in the car, man. So I remember walking up just to get a whiff, and I mean, it was horrendous. They had a 2.5-hour drive from Baltimore to Manassas, Virginia. There's nothing they could do. They just rolled down the windows and stank the whole way.
Who got angry? Then what did they do? 206-421-ROCK.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The men's room is in progress.
99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
In just 4 days, our friends in Tribute to Fallen Soldiers will be doing their torchlight run. They will start in Eugene, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And for 22 days, they will go across the United States of America, stopping at fallen service member family homes.
That's why it takes so long. I thought they were just going to ride really slow.
Handing them a plaque, getting a flag, taking that bad boy all the way to Arlington, getting there on August the 2nd. 22 days across the United States. And along the way, they will be wearing the KISW face mask. Thanks to our friends at the Advocates, a portion of each mask sold goes to our friends at the Washington State Nurses Association, so they're doing some good there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So very cool. All the details on how to pick up your mask at KISW.com, and don't forget, as of now, in Washington State, no mask, no service. So if you don't, they'll tell you to get the hell out of there. So
I got my first KISW mask compliment yesterday, in fact.
You did?
I was getting my food from the land of disappointment, and I'm walking back to the office, construction guy, like, Oh, no, I'm like, thank you, bro. I appreciate that. Because that's how every conversation starts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Our question, who got angry, then what did they do? 206-421-ROCK.
I will say, in the world of restaurant, more than radio, I've seen people get angry in radio, but at some point, you have to get some control of yourself, just based on the nature of things. But in kitchens, man, people get angry, and either, you know, cooks, a lot of times, you just stab something, not a person, but you start stabbing something, but wait staff. I would see these people get angry, man, and I mean, they come back and just like throwing plates in the dishwasher, and I don't mean tossing them over. I mean for the express purpose of breaking them, and you just knew, let them go. But we used to work with this one guy, Dan, and he was a decent guy for the most part, but man, if he lost his ass, then he just lost his ass, and you had to let him go. But this is a dude, the way the kitchen was set up, it's not quite an open kitchen, but you could easily see into it. So you have to remember, like, whatever you're doing, somebody's watching you. It's just, and if you're walking down the street, you might not see anyone, but someone sitting in a building's looking out the window. For whatever reason, they're watching you, right? So this dude, we'd see him stomp up these stairs, and his server tray, the round tray they carry drinks out on, he would just bash this thing over his head while, like, muttering all kinds of horrible profanities under there. I'm like, Dan, man, you realize, like, all the customers could see you, and the ones that didn't see you do this, they're going to wonder, why does our waiter have this big, round, red spot on his forehead? Because he didn't have it a couple of minutes ago. And he only lost it with customers. But you can't say anything to customers. But this dude just bashed his head constantly. And we knew, like, something wrong with this guy.
Yeah.
There is something wrong with this guy, man.
I think when earlier on when I used to snap, I used to put my hand through a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized after a while that this was not a good idea. And I think it was the last time when I went flush into a stud.
That'll do it.
And pretty well broke two of my fingers. And I'm like, all right, I am done with this game. I'm not doing this anymore. And the only thing that was really good that came out of it was I did get better at patching drywall.
Sure.
That was one positive thing. But I think the last time
positive.
I think the last time it that is. I, the last time that I the last time that I completely lost it was an incident that happened when I got home, and for whatever reason, the history on my computer had been checked. Now, I can't remember the explanation. I had something on there before. I want to look and see if I can find this website. Either way, the history had been checked on the computer. And the computer had gone to some sites, and I can't remember the sites exactly, but they were prostitution sites. So, in the area...
Why did your search history have prostitution sites?
I'll tell you why my search history had prostitution sites on it. Because I had had a family member in town who had stayed for a week.
Now, is it the one I'm thinking?
I didn't take every single day off that they were here. So, I might have taken like a Friday off or a Monday off to spend one full day.
Wait, but how long ago was this?
This has been years.
But, I mean, who would...
You know who.
So I know. I'm just like, why? Like...
I know the family member. Without right. you even saying it, I can guess.
I mean, you can't be that dumb to think it's not going to show up on their history.
I would have thought the same thing. that would be my call if that's where I was going. I don't know if there was not private browsing available then. I don't remember the circumstances behind it. But weeks had gone by. And honestly, I could not... At the time when this is being addressed to me, I could not put those pieces together fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't make sense. Then when I looked at the date stamp, okay, later on, it all made sense. Because all this stuff is apparently saved on the cloud or whatever the deal was.
Did you point this out to the aggressor?
I hadn't got to that point yet. Because
it seems like this person would have had a cell phone that they could have done this on.
I was so pissed off.
Why use your data when Miles has a perfectly good computer?
Now, keep in mind, this computer had just been upgraded to something else.
Right.
And I can't remember what the hell it was. But it was like Snow Leopard 2 or some crap like that. Either way, my computer was old enough that it basically nothing worked. You know what I mean? Like, this thing kind of shut it down. It's basically Apple's game plan. Apple's game plan is, after so long, we're going to make sure that this is antiquated enough that it doesn't support
if you refuse to update, right.
Okay? So I'm in that position with this computer. So I take this computer, and I take it over my head, and I smash it on the ground. Now, I know you're a puncher of computers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a smasher of computers. So I bash this thing into the living room floor without realizing exactly what had happened completely. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened to that computer. I trashed it. And the only thing that the only regret I have is a couple of dents in the hardwood floor from where I pounded the living hell out of it. Well, that was but then after that, the light bulb kind of went off in my head. And I'm like, hey, man, I have a pretty good idea what this is all about. So at that point in time, my action was too late because I snapped, right. Did not realize it, and now I'm here, and I don't have a computer.
I think it's worth it, though.
You know what I mean? It's just like, I just, like, no was not good enough.
Right.
You know what I mean? Well, who else? I don't know. Like, I don't know. Then I went, oh, wait a minute. Now I don't have a computer. Who got angry? Then what did they do? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Serena. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, quick backstory. My dad is an illegal immigrant from El Salvador. My mom is a drunken loser. And thankfully, my dad married an American woman to get custody of me. So, I grew up with him, but he had a bit of a temper. So, he was known for just whooping me. I mean, old school whooping, you know?
No, I know. So,
one day I forgot to feed the dogs when I came home from school, and that was a big thing between us. So he got home and he just lost it. He just whooped me good, you know? And I thought to myself, man, how am I going to get back at him? And so the next day at school, I'm just playing it up. Like at school, I go, oh, teacher, oh, my butt hurts. Oh, my daddy hit me. And I need to sit in a special chair and blah, blah, blah. You know, the stupid things a fifth grader does. And the teacher's just, oh, my God, please tell me all about it. And what would you like us to do? And I'm like, I just don't want to sit in my chair today. Anyways, I just thought I was getting away with special treatment for the day. Well, little do I find out, of course, they called CPS. And
yeah.
A little bit. Anyways, my my dad whooped me with a delt when they got the letter from CPS basically being like, so we heard you beat your kid. Please don't do it again.
Also, it was just a letter.
Thankfully, there was only a letter, but the letter set him off, so I got my ass whooped more.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. I never forgot to feed the dogs.
No, I bet you didn't. How's your dad doing now? Is he still around?
You know, he's wonderful, and he has actually given me parental advice saying, oh, don't ever hit your kids.
Oh, yeah. That's good advice. Yeah, now. Thanks a lot.
But he has. Look, I keep telling my kids to do their homework. I never did my homework. I had no intention of doing my homework, and it was very simple to me. If you're not paying me, I'm not doing work at home, period. There's no questions asked. It's not going to happen. I look at my kids now. I'm like, hey, come here, man. You need to understand this is your responsibility. Same thing my parents would say. It's only going to take you 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Just get it done. They'll get older and realize I'm full of crap. But right now, yeah, I'm lying to them.
Well, they absolutely don't know.
I didn't know when I coached baseball. Because I coached for a year at DeMatha. But so the kids I was coaching, they had the same teachers I had.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got, like, come on, guys. Just do your homework. They're like, well, Mr. Blah, blah, blah said you weren't the best student. Well, listen, do as I say, not as I did.
Yeah. And why did he say that?
I would always just go back to, like, do you want to play on Saturday? Do the damn homework. Like, right. Like, you're right. I think it's BS. But to keep you on the team, you got to get a certain GPA.
But it is amazing what kids don't want to do, man. I mean, I was sitting there and argue with the kids for 30 minutes about doing something. I'm like, the thing I asked you to do would take 5 minutes. You would have been done 25 minutes ago, but you're still hemming and hawing about why you don't have to do it, or why you don't want to do it, or why it's so troubling to do. My daughter will tell you that everything you ask her to do is so troubling. Everything. Like, hey, you need to clean your effing room. Well, it's going to take forever. I'm like, I didn't make the mess. You did. If you clean up after yourself, this isn't a problem. My son has it figured out. If he has friends over, we play in the basement. He does not want them in his room because, as he says, my friends make a mess of my room. And then I have to clean it up. So he has solved his problem. Mm-hmm. She cannot piece this together. I'm like, look, lady, every problem you have is pretty much of your own freaking creation. Everything with you is a debate. Just clean your effing room. And again, I don't know why I'm still saying this. Can you please flush the toilet?
Really?
Dude, she'd been doing so well. And I went to the bathroom. It was over the weekend. I knew she had been in the bathroom maybe 20 minutes before me, whatever. So I go in to use the kids' bathroom, as it were, and I just have to pee, and I pop up the seat, man, and it was like a chocolate Hot Pocket sitting there. It's like, God, man, it's just so,
hot
so
pocket.
Gross.
So now you just made something that would seemingly be good seem terrible.
Dude, it is, I can't even
chocolate
explain.
Chocolate Hot Pocket.
Well, chocolate Hot
like
Pocket.
Like a dessert Hot
yeah.
Pocket, right.
Like, ideally, that should be delicious.
No, because they're so, man, I mean, not to give too much away, like, the girl eats blueberries, like, that's all she eats, really, and, I don't know what blueberries do to your insides because I don't particularly eat healthy, but it's just like these solid monstrous bricks where I'm like, how does all of that come out of your little skinny ass? Mm-hmm. I don't understand it.
Who got angry? Then what did they do? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, guys?
Hola.
So, quick story. When I was young, my family moved around a lot. They used to build houses and then the whole recession happened. So, for a while there, growing up, my family was kind of out on the luck, didn't have a ton of money, so we ended up moving around quite a bit from house to house, trying to save as much money as possible. And, as maybe some people know, U-Hauls aren't exactly the most dependable moving vehicle out there. And I would say the first five times we moved, every single time, as soon as we would get it loaded up and ready to go to the new house, it would not start and be broken down. So I would say the fifth or sixth time it was, my dad finally got so angry at having to deal with broken down U-Hauls over and over again and everything else in life happening. He just kind of lost it. And I've got five older brothers. I'm the youngest. And I thought that this was just hilarious at the time. But later you grow up and you realize, oh, man, my dad was just not having it anymore. Well, he came out on that U-Haul with a 2x4 and started beating the living crap out of it in the middle of the street, broad daylight. Neighbors started to coming out, and he just didn't care. He just was cursing and mother effer, you know. And then he goes inside. We thought it was all done. Me and all my brothers are rolling on the ground laughing. And he goes and grabs his 12-gauge shotgun, starts loading some slug rounds into it. And then my mom came out and started freaking out and got him to stop. But, yeah, he was about to commit a felony there and start shooting up the U-Haul with a shotgun.
Mm-hmm. And you thought
that's
it was hilarious.
That's a level of frustration you get to. Yeah, just kind of like, moving's bad enough.
Moving
work situation's sucks, bad enough. There was a car in my parking in the parking lot, kind of close to where I live. I think you know the parking lot. We played frisbee in it one night.
Yes.
And someone took it, looked like a 5-gallon bucket of paint and dumped it on this car.
Oh.
Oh, really?
White. You know what I mean? Like, it did not look like one can of paint.
I'm guessing that's a dating scenario.
It looked like one of those buckets you get where, like, if you're painting the ceilings, the walls, the primer, right. Like, you know, just the plain old white. It was, there. You couldn't see, you could only see some of the paint on the sides of the doors. All the windows were covered in paint. The windshield's completely covered in paint. The whole front of the car is covered in paint. Clearly poured on.
Oh, yeah.
You can see, and I just, as soon as I saw it, I was just like, who did they piss off? What did they do?
Whoever they are dating.
I don't think
that's that movie.
I don't think you can get that off. I mean, maybe you can off the windows and stuff like
that.
You
get off the windows, man. But I mean,
it's paint.
It's paint, and it's in the sun, and it's, you know, I mean, you might be able to pressure wash that stuff, but I just thought, man, oh man, what in the hell happened here? Because it was like, I was like, someone is really mad.
You know what happened.
I'm not sure what happened, but someone was really, really mad at this particular person.
The worst I saw was
I
knew a kid, and my brother was coaching the kid, but we were going to summer school together. So he thought it would be funny to crack an egg as he left on my brother's roof of the car. But again, you're talking midsummer, 90 degrees, right. 90% humidity. So it cooks into it. And I remember my brother was so pissed, right? The kid's like 14, 15, you can't do nothing to him. But the next practice, like, I don't think that kid sat down. He was just running poles. Mm-hmm. Like, back to back. I mean, just puking, sweating.
Did the kid know that your brother knew that it was him?
Oh, there was no doubt.
Oh, okay.
He was kind of like you talked about the one cousin. Mm-hmm. He was that kid, ended up in jail.
Okay, yeah.
Like, he was just that guy. And also, it's like my brother wasn't even the head. Like, there was just no reason to pick that car.
But he did.
But he did, because he was just an ass. And he paid for it, man.
who got angry? Then what did they do? 206-421-ROCK.
I kind of forgot he went to jail.
Yeah, it's kind of funny when you think.
Kind of makes sense.
I love the smile on your face. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
How you guys doing today?
Doing good, Scott. Thank you, brother.
All right, so basically the way it goes with my story, Thrill, you might have one, but I don't know if you got a PS4, but basically, I got an Xbox, and I picked up an Xbox Elite controller. So they're like generally $150 retail, somewhere around there.
Jesus.
They have like, well, okay, so check it out. They're really slick. So they got the paddles on the back. They have four paddles on the back. So if you're doing gaming, fighting games, stuff like that, like, it's the go-to controller because you need to have those buttons there so that your hands can work right.
Don't tell me this, man. My kid, I've ordered him two more goddamn Xbox controllers anyway. One is gray, one is red. And he tells me kind of what you're telling me. The difference is, I trust you. He's 8, so I'm not sure if he's trying to bilk me or what it is he's telling me.
Controllers are a big deal.
Get him wired controllers that are $20. I do the same thing for my 8-year-old. Like, I don't even mess around with those now. Okay.
Daddy's got his own controllers.
It's
got fans in there.
No, cheap as possible. Anyway, so I'd been out of work for about 2 months. I just finished up with school, and like, I'd been on the GI Bill and stuff, so I had money, but, you know, my wife was working at the time, and she hated her job. She was working for Safeway. Absolute just S show there. Don't ever work for Safeway. but basically, we had gotten into a pretty heated argument. I'd been doing a lot of my like online gaming at night. You know, so it was just kind of like odd hours, you know, it wasn't working. So we get into it, and she's like, I'm going to break your controller. I'm going to take it outside, and I'm going to smash it on the driveway. And I was like, no, you're not. I was like, no, you're not. I mean, like, and so we'd been together probably about 5-6 years at this point, going on married for 2 now. And it's like, we've had those arguments, and we've come close. But she's never followed through with it. You know, so I'm thinking in my head, like, no, like, you know, she's not going to do it. But I call her out on this, and sure enough, there she goes, just smashes the living hell out of it. Like,
you just realize part of where you went wrong was to challenge her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, you won't. Like, I don't know if that's the strategy I would take.
So did you get her back by sleeping with her friend?
Oh, no.
Okay. That's what I've done.
So she made it up to me. She bought me a Switch. So that's a fair price.
The Nintendo Switch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're like $550 retail. I wish they'd come down, but as far as that goes, yeah.
Stay high.
We got even on that.
I didn't know how much the Nintendo Switch cost, because I know the Christmas before this last one, the kids got one from Santa. Now, Santa had done the purchasing. Had I known that it cost that much, I may have told Santa, like...
So you have these controllers?
So the kids have a Nintendo Switch, which is its own little thing, right? It's fine. I'm stunned to hear how much it costs, because again, even though Santa provided this, I may have encouraged Santa, why don't you find something cheaper for them? Mm-hmm. $550. But the Xbox controllers, my kid's all about it now, and he's actually gotten very good at all the games he plays. So, like, he's in it. He's deep in it. I got no problem with that. But he did not put his controller where the controller needs to go. The dog was a little bit younger, so we had this experience. Why are your headphones and your controller, why have they been chewed? Why has the dog eaten this when we very clearly have stated they should go here where the dog can't get to? Anyway, waited about a week, but yeah, ordered him. So the problem is this. Ordered him a new controller, and the one he wanted, I don't remember what the whole deal was, but it was gray, I believe. So most of them are white, the standard ones that you get with the console. He got this gray one. According to Amazon or UPS or whoever the hell it came from, it's going to be delivered in 2 days. We're like, hey, cool, man. Like, 4 days later, it's still not there. So now the kid's melting down, and we've already told him it's only going to be 2 days. I feel bad. Turns out Target online got him a red one, picked it up day of. Now he's back playing. And then a week later, the one that we had initially ordered
shows up.
So now he's got these two badass controllers.
But
they're more expensive than the $20 ones he was talking about. They are not $120 like the other one he's talking about. I don't know what the difference is besides the color, but he seems happy.
What is the dollar value of the amount of electronics that your dog has eaten so far?
Oh, so far? You know what? I will say this. Probably just under a grand, but has eaten an equal amount of eyeglasses. That has been more problematic.
That's not cheap either.
Well, they've gotten cheap. Zinni.com. It's like, listen, man, buy those $40 frames.
Man,
the dog's got expensive taste.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.